experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Bank anytime, anywhere on your mobile phone with the Farmers and Merchants Bank's Me Banking mobile app. If you're not already leveraging digital banking options, there's no better time to start than now. You can access account information, bank statements, deposit checks, transfer funds, and send money to anyone, no matter where you are. Visit your local Farmers and Merchants Bank to learn how to bank with your smartphone from the Me Banking mobile app. Member FDIC.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Well, I had to extend halftime a little bit longer just because of the homecoming court being presented tonight here at Van Buren. Both teams are just out on the floor, just getting some last-second shots in. And tell you what, looking at the first half, you know, what do you think Josh Fulcher's message was to his team in the locker room?
You know, we can't go on long droughts without scoring. We just got to make shots. We've actually played decent right here. On defense, we've held them to 26 points and a half, which if you're Mountain Home, you feel okay about. They haven't got off shooting the ball very well, so you got to be kind of happy about those things. But, you know, we gave up that 13-0 run. And when you're playing on the road at somebody's house, you can't give up long runs like that. We did a good job trying to answer, but we gave up a three that let them get right back, kind of that lead momentum back. But I think you just kind of hold the course. You just can't let them get on runs. You got to chip away, and then get to the fourth quarter, and let's make this a game and see if we can make some shots.
Now Tom does get the ball start the second half as they'll now be moving right to left. They trail Van Buren 26-18. Bickford into the front quarters. We're back underway. Bickford drills to the right elbow, finds Rob in the paint for the reverse layup. Good.
Yeah, nice little start there for the Bombers with a little slip screen there by Hayden coming off the backside, and good find by Kai hitting in stride for a reverse layup.
Here is Cazell giving it up top to McDonald. He'll dribble over toward the right side, up top to Cazell. Over to Myers at their left elbow. He goes over to the right elbow now. Over to Brazil on the left side. His three-pointer will not go. Now Tom with a chance to cut to four, maybe make it a one-possession game. Here is Dewey with it. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, great start here by the Bombers, and you're going to see Autry call a timeout real quick.
So Braden Dewey now with 9 points, and Van Buren will take the timeout. We'll break with 7:15 left to play in the third quarter. It is Van Buren leading Mount Tom 26-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
So Van Buren taking the timeout after Mountain Home starts off the second half on a 4-0 run. Brazel in, takes an inbound pass, gives it to McDonald. Back to Brazel in the front court. He tries to split a double team, ball knocked away, and now he's going to be called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, good call there. He got the ball taken away. He reached up and kind of grabbed McGee's legs. Almost a disadvantage for the Bomber. You'll take the foul, but McGee looked like he was about to give it out for a wide-open, uncontested layup for the Bombers.
That is Brazel's first personal foul, team foul number one against Van Buren, and their third turnover of the night.
Good defense here to start the second half for the Bombers. Ended up in a couple turnovers, and see if we can turn those into points.
Ball is with McLean on the right side. He'll drill down to the corner. Gives it to Bickford near the elbow. He drills to the low block. Kicks out to McLean. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. And the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Harris. And Van Buren will get it back with 6:40 left in the third.
Good shot there by the Bombers.
McDonald will give it to Brazel. Into the front court to McDonald. Now to Myers at the right elbow. Out to McDonald. He has on the right side. He's going down into the lane for the layup, and he's going, they're going to wave that off. They're calling for the travel.
Yeah, took a couple extra steps. One extra step there. He tried to do the Euro step, and he went left, and then we went back to the right. He shuffled it and got him for the walk.
6:27, let's play in the third quarter. Mounts home, gets the ball back, trailing by four. Bickford with it on the right side. Gives it to Dewey at the free throw line. Back up top to Bickford. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by McDonald. That comes Van Buren quickly into the front court. McDonald's going, trying to go coast-to-coast. Yep. Now he's going to be called for the charge.
Yeah, you saw that coming about half court. McDonald was like a freight train coming down through there. And even though he passed the ball, Kai stood in and took the charge. And that's three on McDonald. See if we can pick up a next foul on him early in the second half and get him out of the game.
Second team foul against Van Buren here in the second half and their fifth turnover of the night. 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Matt's home with the ball. Van Buren up 26-22. Dewey has it at the free throw line. Tries to give it to Robbie. He does finally get it. And throws over to Harris on the right wing. Up top to Bickford. Bickford drills to the left side. Now he's going down to towards the paint. Kicks out to Harris. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Henry. That comes Van Buren with it. Brazel has it. He drills to the low block. Puts up the jumper. Good. Drew Brazel with eight on the night. 28-22, Van Buren up, 5:25 left to play in the third. Here is Bickford dribbling to the left side. Gives out to Rob. Over to Harris on the right. Harris dribbles to the free throw line. Up top to Dewey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And ball is knocked around. Ball still being fought for and finally controlled by Cazell.
Good job, Dewey. Going back in and getting his hand on that ball. Just couldn't corral it there for the Bombers.
Here is Cazell with it up top. He drills to the left elbow. Now goes into the paint. Out to Henry. Now Myers, he's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Connor Myers with nine on the night. 31-22, Van Buren up. 4:47 left in the third.
Yeah, Van Buren's able to drive the lane, get both feet in the paint right there. Kick out for a step-in three. Generally, those are higher percentage than a three off the dribble.
Here is Harris dribbling up to the top. Gives over on the right side to McLean. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. Good.
Good answer there by Ryder. Nice little set play by the Bombers with the little elevator screen on the right block over there to free up Ryder.
He has six on the night. Van Buren's lead cut back to six. Now Cazell's going to try another three-pointer. He gets it. Jackson Cazell with six on the night, and Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:13 left to play in the third quarter. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 34-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Mount Home taking the timeout after Van Buren hits, fires off a couple of threes. We'll tell you what, these guys can shoot, that's for sure.
They can, and if once they get hot, that bucket starts looking bigger, and shots going in with a lot more confidence, and they've been able to pass their way into some open threes these last few possessions.
34-25, pointers up. Here is Bickford into the front court, gives it to Dewey. Down to McLean. Has the ball knocked away from Bynum, but is he able to get it back? McLean gives it to Rob in the paint. He's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 3:55 left to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, good job, Hagan, getting position right there. Nice find by Ryder. Hagan was able to spin into it and go through contact. See if we can get Hagan to make a couple free throws for us.
As Malachi Henry, his second personal foul, team foul number 3 against Van Buren here in the second half. Hagan Robb's first free throw is up and good. He is now 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 5 points. And one more to shoot.
Coben Inskeep coming in for McGee Harris.
Yep. So Hagan Robb's second shot is up and good.
Good rhythm there on those shots by Hagan. In the first half, he kind of got off a little bit on his rhythm. Those are great rhythm there, and both of them went through.
34-27, Van Buren up. Here is Cazell. He's going to try another three at the top. This one will not go, and a foul's going to be called against Mountain Home, looks like.
Yeah, they're going to get Braden Dewey, it looks like, for the hook. But it's kind of two guys got their feet tangled up a little bit. Kind of unfortunate call by Braden.
That is Dewey's second personal foul, team foul number 1 against Mountain Home here in the second half. 3:44 left to play in the third quarter. Van Buren will inbound the ball, leading by 7. Gets it in to Mays, who immediately puts a three-pointer in the right corner. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Inskeep.
There's a stop. Let's couple it with a score right here. A 3 would be fantastic.
Bickford takes a screen, dribbles into the lane. He's going to go in for the reverse layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Henry.
Yeah, great take there by Kai. Just didn't get it to go down for him.
Here is McMyers with it up top. Gives it to Henry. Now Cazell has it at the top. He dribbles down towards the low block. And a blocking foul is going to be called before the shot. They're going to get McGee Harris there. But no, wait a minute. No, that's Inskeep.
Yep, Inskeep. Try to take the charge. And
that's his third personal foul. Team foul number 2 against Mountain Home here in the second half. Inskeep's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Blaine Tate. And for Van Buren, Devin Mays will take a seat as Trenton Cooley comes back in. 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. Van Buren with the lead, 34-27, and it'll be Brazel inbounding it to Cazell. Over to Myers now. He has it near the top. Now gives it back to Brazel. Brazel has it near the right elbow. And now he's going to a low block for the layup. Will not go, and the rebound's knocked around, and the ball's still being fought for, and it will be Mount Home coming away with it.
Yeah, good job of Hagan Robb. First to the floor, usually wins the battle. Hagan was the first one to the floor right there to be able to get up and get the ball. Good job kicking it out, finding a bomber.
Dewey has it in the paint. He puts up the turnaround jumper, no good, and the ball's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Van Buren's ball with 2:39 left to play in the third. Crowd's chanting, the student section's chanting air ball. I don't think it was an air ball.
I couldn't tell from the angle that I was at.
Glad McDonald's going to come back in for Van Buren replacing Malachi Henry. 2:39 left to play in the third quarter. Van Buren gets the ball back as they lead by 7. Here is McDonald with it. Dribbles to the left side. Gets there to Cazell. Cazell with it up top. Over on the left side to Myers. Now up top to Brazel. He dribbles to the left side, gives it to Myers. Myers with it up top. Finds McDonald, dribbling down to the low block. He's going to put up the jumper off the glass and in.
And McDonald was just real patient right there. We usually see that from Braden Dewey on the bomber side of things. Was real patient, kind of let the defense clear. Was able to step through and get the shot to fall.
McDonald with nine on the night. 36-27, back the other way. And McLean's going to put up the jumper at the free throw line. No good. And Van Buren gets the rebound. Here's Brazel with it, gives it to Myers. Myers dribbling into the paint. Finds Brazel cutting into the lane for the layup. No good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line with 1:46 left to play in the third.
Yeah, Van Buren's doing a nice little offense here. It's kind of a curl offense coming from inside the point or inside the top of the key right about the free throw line. And they're able to kind of get ahead of steam as they curl around that screen. And Mountain Home's having a trouble with it getting in front of it.
That's Kai Bickford's second personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home here in the second half. Brazel hits his first free throw. Glad McDonald checks out of the game as was it
Malachi Henry came in. And then Braxton Carson came in for Braden Dewey.
Okay. So Braswell with one more free throw to shoot, and he gets both. He's now double figures with 10. And it's a double-digit lead right now for Van Buren, 38-27 our score.
Dangerous time of the game for the Bombers right here. We need to kind of get some scores and not let this thing get too high out of control for us.
Tate's going in for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:36 left to play in the third. Drew Braswell picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Pointers here in the second half. So Blaine Tate at the free throw line. For the first time tonight, he has 4 points so far this evening. First free throw hits the front of the iron, no good. Glad McDonald coming back in for Van Buren as he'll replace Trenton Cooley. Tate's second free throw is up and no good. He misses both, and the rebound's controlled by McDonald. Here's Henry with it up top. He'll give it over on the left side to Brazel. Brazel's going to dribble down to a low block. Now kicks out to Myers in the left corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. Gives it near the top to McDonald. McDonald will drill down to the left elbow. He's going into the lane for the layup. He just blew by a bunch of defenders to get that.
They did. Once again, they kind of run that little high pick and roll, and once he got his shoulders square to the basket, it was kind of over for the Bombers. He just put his head down and made it all the way to the rim.
He now has 11. Mountain trailing by 13 now. Bickford with it at the free throw line. His jumper good.
Good answer there by Kai, moving to the left.
Back the other way. Henry is going to go into the lane for the layup. Mount Home kind of fell asleep there on that press, he just blew by a bunch of defenders to get the pass, get the layup, and draw the contact.
Yeah, Van Buren was able to get the ball in quickly here, make a three-quarter court pass here, and hit Henry going in. He was able to take the contact and get to the bucket and get to the free throw line.
Hagen Roth picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Malachi Henry with his first 2 points, and he'll try to make it 3 with this free throw. Braden Dewey just checked back in for Mountain Home, replacing Hagen Robb. Free throw for Henry is no good. And rebound comes to Mountain Home. Back come the Bombers as they trail 42-29. 38 seconds left to play in the third. Here is Dewey with it. He's going to dribble to the low block. Going in for the layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 31.1 left to play in the third.
Yeah, Dewey just kind of playing bully ball down there. When he caught that ball on the block, he turned around and went up, and then he knew he was going to miss it, went up and got his own rebound, strong with the ball, and able to get to the free throw line.
That's Trent Cooley's second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Pointers here in the second half. Dewey's first free throw is up, bounces around, and will fall out. I got Mount Home at 2 of 9 from the free throw line so far tonight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's some free points on the road you got to be able to take advantage of.
Or actually 2 of 8, but now 3 of 9.
3 of 9, yeah.
Yep. Dewey gets the second free throw. He now has 10. Mount Home trailing 42-30. 25 seconds left to play in the third. Perkins back the other way. He's going to give it up top, over on the left wing to Myers, that is. Now Cooley has it. Shot clock is off, by the way. Cooley will dribble to the left side. Gives it there to Perkins. Perkins will dribble up toward the top. Finds Mays. Back to Perkins on the left side. Down to Myers in the paint. He's going to put up the fadeaway over Dewey. Will not go. And the rebound is, Cooley tried to get it. He just couldn't keep it from going out of bounds. And so Mounts Home will have it with 1.8 left to play in the period. It will be McLean inbounding it to Tate. He's going to try to beat the buzzer with a shot. It hit the rim.
Ooh, it did hit the front of the rim. That looked good for a long time there.
But it will not go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of 3, Van Buren up on Mountain Home, 42-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey! Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com. Next to Walmart, Mountain Home.